thorn in the flesh, the death of a wished-for baby. God's grace is sufficient for you. Chronic fatigue syndrome, thorn in the flesh. God's grace is sufficient for you. Thorn in the flesh, colostomy bag hanging from your side for the rest of your life, not knowing whether the cancer will return. God's grace is sufficient for you. Thorn in the flesh, the aloneness of an older adult sitting in a long-term health care facility, separated from family. God's grace is sufficient for all. Thorn in the flesh, the financial woes of seminary education and the strain on family life and marriage. The grace of God is sufficient for you. And the Lord said to Paul, "Sufficient for you is my grace, for power is perfected in weakness." And Paul, "Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may dwell in me." But St. Paul would not exalt himself or his vocation into some sort of a Muhammad Ali personality. "I'm the greatest thing that's ever happened to the Lord's walking seminary of 12. Couldn't get along without me." A thorn in the flesh, a real pain in the neck, so to speak, was given to him. It really must have hurt big time emotionally, perhaps physically, mentally, maybe even behaviorally, because he prayed, "Take it from me." It was chronic. It wasn't going to go away with 800 milligrams of Advil taken 4 times a day or a quick swim in the Jordan River. Everywhere Paul went, the thorn in the flesh was an ever-present reminder that apart from the grace of God, Paul's power, his reputation, his prowess, his pharisaical prowess, his apostolate, was insufficient to cope with the thorn in the flesh. Well, as we all know, the Lord did not answer Paul's prayers the way at least Paul perhaps wanted them answered. "Remove it. Take it from me. I don't want it." Was it going to be, as the scriptures say, in order that St. Paul might not lift himself up unduly? This was Paul's utter realization on his dependence of the Lord. The minute Paul would let his head down, suffocate the faith that God in Christ has given to him, Satan would have him utterly in his power. Gotcha! The trap was set, caught living the old Adam sinful flesh. Paul, "Sufficient is my grace for you." It suffices for all your life, all your life, all your work, all your suffering, all of the stress of the distress that you go through as an apostle. Well, professors, seminarians, staff, pastors who fall into Satan's trap of those tempting, tasting, sin-filled bakery morsels of arrogance and hubris and personal accomplishments, you know, the sort of big head syndrome. Buy yourself a set of knee pads in order that you do not lift up yourself above the Lord. Your thorn in the flesh, whatever that thorn in the flesh might be, however it may come upon you, teaches you and teaches me, sufficient for you is the grace of God. The grace of God in Christ took the worst chronic thorn of all, the sins of the world, your sins and my sins, and show to us that sufficient is the grace of God. For from on the cross and the empty tomb, the power, the gospel power of God to salvation, is brought to its finish in his death. It is finished, and his resurrection for our justification. the sufficient grace of God, it did not abandon St. Paul. It did not and will not abandon you. It is mightier than sin. It is mightier than Satan. It is mightier than the world. It is mightier than any messenger of Satan. This undeserved grace is given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins in the very body and blood of Jesus Christ. This food for the soul, this soothing medicine for body and soul. And you know, by God's grace, it is sufficient for you. Ongoing grief over the death of a beloved husband, a mother, a son, a newborn, a wished-for baby, finding out that you have cancer, that your best friend committed suicide, depression, anorexia, bulimia, leukemia, aloneness, end-stage Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, placing a loved one in a long-term care facility, the frustration and vicissitudes of seminary life. The grace of God is mightier than all. The grace of God is mightier than all thorns in the flesh. What more comforting reply could we possibly be given and received by faith alone than, sufficient for you is my grace. Amen.